You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 13, recorded Saturday, February 7th, 2009. You're listening to All Things Transformers. This is the host, Steve/Megatron, and my co-host this week is...
Michael Blanchard from the CFG1 podcast, and this time we did not have a countdown that says 3, 2, 1, holy shit.
Yeah, that was the original countdown about 5 minutes ago before I started, because I started to laugh.
Yep. So why don't you go into your rant really quick about your maintenance people? We might get interrupted on episode 13, which is very unlucky.
Yeah, well, I got maintenance coming out. They actually had to fix the toilet because it kept running like 5 extra minutes longer, and it's making like a wild or weird gurgling sound. With even if you flush it, there's nothing in there. So
wow.
Not like anybody really gives a rat's ass. Wow. But anyways, the back door, for whatever reason, swings open when we're not home.
Oh, Lord. Is it
And so they have to fix the lock. And so that's why I'm wondering if the door is going to go smash.
Yeah, I'm actually, just to let everybody know, and I'm actually going to be re-recording episode 6 of TFG1, seeing as how I'm already officially moved. I'm done. I have nothing to do with that other building. I'm in my new 2-bedroom apartment. I'm loving it. But after the cable guy left, cable companies cannot run wires across doorways. So I asked him, I said, well, the only way to do it, and they don't have permission to drill holes through the wall, so that sucked. I said, well, what about running it under the carpet? He said, yeah, I can do that. And then he just ran it around into my bedroom, into my new bedroom, so I can have my cable TV and my internet's out here in the living room. Well, ever since that happened, for some odd reason, my front door, I cannot shut it unless I deadbolt it. It will not just shut and stay shut. It stays cracked open. I have no idea why. I have to get I have to call my boss at the job and have the maintenance people come over here Monday or Tuesday and figure out what the hell's going on with this door. I have no idea. And this apartment, I don't know what they did with the new lock. I asked them to change the locks because our nonprofit childcare facility has had other kids, other clients in this apartment. So I wanted brand new locks. I get over here, I didn't even realize it is a double-sided lock. Like, you know how you have a deadbolt and you can turn it? Oh, no. It is a key lock on the inside. If you've ever seen the Beyond Belief episode where the old lady is stuck in her apartment because there's bad people on the outside trying to get into her, yeah, it's the same premise. I have to actually use the key to the deadbolt to unlock it from the inside to get out.
Yeah, weird.
I was like, wait, because I went to go turn it the other day when we first started moving over here, and I'm like, wait, there's no turn. What the hell? And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to use the key? That sucks. And that's almost a fire hazard, considering I live on the second floor. There's no balcony. And, yeah, my big fat ass is not going to fit out one of the bedroom windows if I have to jump out in case of a fire. So, yeah, that's not going to work. So, what do we got in the news, Steve?
Well, since I was too lazy to actually throw together show notes and had no idea what the topic was until about, oh, let's say 20 minutes ago, I'm just pulling from random TF websites.
Okay.
So I think I'll start from the news that I've gathered, which is not actually me gathering it, but I'm just...
You're just stealing it from other Transformer sites. It's okay. We know.
Exactly.
We know.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's okay. Let them do all the research. We just talk about it. It's all right.
So I guess I'm going to start with the TFW news.
Okay.
And since some of this is covered elsewhere, I'm going to record... whatever. Yeah, this is a train wreck.
Well, it is episode 13, so, you know, like I said, unlucky.
Mm-hmm. TFW's reported that there are new Transformer toys out. They have pictures of the Excavator Constructicon, the Revenge of the Fallen Starscream Jet Mode, which is slightly altered, with weird markings that are patterns from the Allspark from the first movie. And they also have the Fallen revealed. The Fallen looks like some kind of weird, mashed up Beast Wars wannabe fucked up character.
Well, I'll go so far as to be even more lazier than you, and I don't even, I'm not even looking at the pictures, so I wouldn't know. As I've said before, I am very specific in my Transformers toys, and seeing as how I recently switched positions in my job and I'm no longer getting paid for my job but just free renting utilities from the apartment, yeah, my spending is going to be quite literally cut down to size. Like, I ain't buying nothing that I don't need to.
Food!
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, I do have to go grocery shopping today.
Speaking of which, I have to do that pretty quick here, too. Plus pick up my fiancé from work, and, so, yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyways, back to the original topic. the Revenge of the Fallen, Fallen character does not look anything like the Dreamwave comic character. He looks like some kind of weird, Egyptian type-ish character. Mm-hmm. Mixed with the botanical look. He looks like a freaking grasshopper, pretty much. Like, in color.
So basically what you're saying is that he is a mix between Kickback from G1 and something out of Beast Wars.
Yeah, and he's got a pharaoh's-looking, like, head, and he's got some kind of weird-ass skull-looking thing.
Wow.
So pretty much what we saw on the poster is the face.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of... I don't even see what the hell this thing can turn into. But it's freaking weird.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Green, gold, and all kinds of other weird-ass colors. And it shows on the instructions that he turns into some kind of looking jet.
Why are they using all, like... jets and tanks and everything else? You would think in this day and age, with as much movie magic as can be done, they would do something else for supposedly the obviously a title character in the movie. I mean, you'd think that they could pull off like something like the Insecticons or the
a giant freaking fortress or
well, not even that. I mean, just like something completely different, like maybe the Insecticons or the Predacons or the Terracons or something that is more animal in robotics than just a this is a jet and this is going to be a tank and this is going to be the Chevy Volt named Jolt. What the fuck? Make no damn sense. Anyway, back to the news.
Yeah, that's just laziness. Well, and I think I'm going to cut over to the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen PlayStation 3 teaser trailer. But IGN has put up the first teaser trailer, plus screen caps of the upcoming video game tie-in. Cool. The game will be available on the Nintendo Wii, PS3, Xbox 360, PC, PlayStation 2, the system that never dies, the DS, and PSP.
Ever since Nintendo stopped making the original Game Boy, or it's very hard to find the original Game Boy, I have stopped playing handheld video games. I just have. It's just because I have to play video games one-handed because of the cerebral palsy. First of all, the PSP, the screen is too large with the D-pad on the left side and the buttons on the right side. My index finger and pinky cannot reach that damn far across. And the DS, yeah, I just, once the 90s were over, I pretty much stopped endorsing and supporting Nintendo altogether. I could care less. But if, I don't know, once I see the trailer, once I see some of the gameplay, I may get it. I don't know, it's gonna, like I said before, it's gonna be way down the line. But, yeah, let's hope it's not as bad as the first one.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping that they removed all the BS from the first game.
Time constraints.
Timing on all the freaking levels. And pretty much, I just hope that it's an overall better game and that they've got it to the same level that the other game was on in terms of what you can play it on. For instance, on the PC, I could barely play it on my brand new system back
Really?
When it came out. And, I mean, it wasn't state-of-the-art, but it was like what I could afford on a board person's pay. And now I'm pretty sure that since I upgraded, I'm pretty sure I won't be able to play this game because I upgraded it last year to play the last game.
Yeah.
But I'll probably just buy it on the PS2 just because then I won't have to deal with the bullshit of trying to get it to play on a system that's outdated. Even though the PS2 is outdated.
Yeah, well, like you said, the PS2 will never die. And I think that's only because most of the people want the PS3 for Blu-ray, pretty much. And that's the only way I would ever upgrade to Blu-ray is if somebody got me a PS3 for my birthday, which happens to be Monday, by the way. Fuck, I'll be 29, 1 year closer to 30. Oh, Christ.
I'm not telling you how old I turned this year.
I could probably figure it out if I wanted to.
Yeah, I'm sure you could by looking at all the forums. And watch, you'll figure it out before the end of the episode, and you're just gonna go.
No, I'm just sitting here and I'm just talking. I'm not touching any buttons. I don't have my hand on the mouse. I'm not doing nothing with this computer until we get done with this recording, because I'm damn glad that it's lasted this long without blacking out. Of course, now that I talk about it, it probably will.
Knock on wood. Anyways, the video game trailer, which I'm going to watch again right now, because I just watched it and can't remember. It's got Prime talking in it, which is Cullen.
I was going to say, they better have used Peter Cullen for that.
Oh, yes. And it's got a bunch of action shots from the game, and a lot of flipping around, a lot of weird crap transforming. Mm-hmm. They've got Starscream, they've got Bumblebee, Ironhide, Prime, and then they show after they show all the action scenes, they show the Autobot symbol fade out, and then it flips around like in the classic series where it turns into the Decepticon symbol, and then it shows the Decepticon symbol. The eyes in it light up red, and it slowly fades into the teaser trailer, or the teaser poster look of the Fallen, with the Revenge of the Fallen words underneath it. So it mutates into that, and then shows, of course, all the systems it plays on, all the little publishers and everything else. Apparently, it will be able to be used for Xbox Live as well, it's showing. I might even get it for the Wii, just because I have one. If it's not... if I can use my GameCube controller, I'll play it. But that's because I have Super Smash Brothers, and I play that nonstop on there.
Yeah, I've said many times before that I am not... I have no next-gen systems, and I probably won't, until I can get my TV and everything mounted and whatever else the way I want it and everything else in this new apartment. So yeah, I'm not worried about PS3s or Wii's or Xbox 360s, which can go to hell and die for all I care. I hate Xbox. They suck.
I don't mind it, but I probably will never buy one. I'll probably not even buy a PS3 once my PS2 dies. I don't care for the most part. I do most of my gaming and everything on my PC or on my Wii.
Yeah, I do too. I actually just, with all this unpacking and then unpacking, the only thing I had on here to play as far as, like, you know, just needing to blow shit up was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and I've been playing the hell out of that. And eventually, once I find my Need for Speed Most Wanted copy, I'll reinstall it and put it on here and play that. I still need to take this damn computer in to get a new video card to even play Undercover, which I've been wanting to fucking play since I bought the damn game, but that's completely off topic.
You should be able to get one of those for around 40
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't... Oh,
even a good one. I got a decent one
for
40
but
bucks.
I actually did buy one. I bought one that was $80, but it wasn't... It didn't fit in the slot. So, yeah, that was... That got returned to Best Buy pretty quick. So, what else is in the news?
Well, I'm pulling from AllSpark now. Yeah, it's just so funny. I'm pulling from random sites.
That's okay. We here at TFG1 and ATTF are extremely random. You'll just have to get used to it, folks.
Well, it beats following anything that's standard. Every episode's
yeah,
different.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't do it.
I'm innocent.
Yeah, you are innocent thus far. The Ask a Character section, I would be open to answering questions in there as the following characters, as I can do their voices. I can be G1 Megatron, Beast Wars Megatron, Waspinator, somewhat Tarantula, somewhat Starscream, but I can do, I think, Grimlock too. Oh, and I can do G1 Scourge. Those are, like, my main good voices on Transformers. Other than that, I've used Meatwad on the Prototype
yep.
podcast, which I'm sure you've
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, I think you did send that to me.
Well, I did that one through a voicemail, so if you listen to the Prototype
yeah, I'll
podcast,
have to listen
it'd
to
be
that
on
new,
your little voicemail
yeah, I'll
thing.
Have to listen to that new one. I haven't listened to that yet.
Because I was reading on their forum, somebody's like, who the hell did Meatwad? And I just started laughing. Oh, you're going to like the next one I sent in, though.
Yeah.
I used 3 voices in the commercial and didn't even use mine.
Yeah.
I started it off with Meatwad, followed by Megatron, followed by Gollum of Lord
oh,
of the Rings.
God.
That's it, and it's so retarded.
My head is starting to hurt now.
It's good, though. I even did my own explosion
Lord
sound.
Lord of the Rings, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble at school for doing Gollum voice in class. And Meatwad.
Yeah, I think I was going to say when you said Grimlock, I think pretty much anybody can do Grimlock's voice. Me, Grimlock, kick butt. And then the next thing I remember...
Me, Grimlock.
And the next thing I remember is after Unicron grabs his ass... In the movie, Grimlock flies away. Me, Grimlock, need new strategy.
Yeah, that'd probably be one of the easiest yep. voices to do.
Okay, what are we doing now? You got anything else?
Yeah, since
yeah,
I threw that
we,
completely
we,
off.
Like I said, folks, we're completely random here.
Transformers Super Bowl trailer officially most awesome commercial.
Bullshit.
According to the... Well, it says, according to the Super Bowl ads viewed more than 28 million times online since Sunday, according to some site... No, according to Business
I was
going to
say, some site that shall remain nameless.
Yeah. But it says that it was viewed on YouTube, Dailymotion, Youku, Viral Video, all kinds
yeah.
of weird-ass sites... it says the Transformers 2 trailer says number of videos 721, unique views 3,600,000
wow.
views roughly and it did double of what the G.I. Joe trailer did, which was number 2, followed by the Pepsi trailer, number 3, which almost beat the G.I. Joe trailer. And I think they're showing the Fast and the Furious trailer is 8 down.
I actually can't wait for that movie. That looks really good. It looks a lot better than the last shit that we got with Tokyo. I didn't even see Tokyo Drift. I won't even own that DVD.
I didn't really get into that.
I like the first one with.
First one was good. Second
and
one
then
was
Tokyo
good.
Drift just sucked balls. What was I going to say? Yeah, when you said it was the best, what the hell? When you said it was the best Super Bowl commercial, I'm thinking it can't be all time because there's tons of ones better than just a movie trailer.
Oh no, it's just
for this year. All right, I was going to say because I can think of one. I think it was Bud Light commercial where the guy is downstairs watching the game and the wife's upstairs in like this hot lingerie or whatever else, and she pops open a Bud Light and he just goes up and just flies right across the satin sheeted bed and right out the window. That was funny as hell.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
Hey, anything can happen. But anyway.
True. Anywho, yes, my brain is very scattered right now.
Yeah.
But what was
I don't
the
know.
Other
was
thing?
There something else off of AllSpark?
The
was there something else off of AllSpark?
Yes, I was pulling from older news, and then the new news is Hasbro Toy Shop UK has ceased to exist. It says it is dead. What's wrong with it? Stone dead. Definitely deceased. Passed on. Is no more. Has ceased to be. It says that they're getting a message that this site is no longer operational and to contact customer service department for any questions.
Yeah, I've gone on the US site and whatever. I really don't. Like I said, I'm very specific, and they don't even have half the toys that I want anymore because they're all G1 80s stuff. And yeah, I don't. Sorry, UK people. Oh well.
Not like they did as much good really. Anyway, but I mean, the highest point toy shop, not UK people.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Oh yeah, really about. I was saying that about Hasbro, not the people in the UK.
Well, the way I phrased it, it was like not that they do us any good, anyways. but yeah, anyways, new old set video of Revenge of the Fallen filming at Princeton, Philly Film Girl has posted more videos that were done there. With one of the Saturn Astra car chases where the frenzy-like thing attacks. And I watched it. It's not much. It's just a picture of the car driving, for the most part. So
I think until the actual trailer comes out, and I've said this before, until I actually see real stuff and stuff that will be in the movie, and not all this fake crap. That's one reason why I cannot stand Michael Bay, is all this misleading bullshit, and then people try to get the real shit, and that's not even real. Until I see the real trailer, and until I see the actual movie, I could give a shit less.
Yeah, as far as the previews and all that BS, I really don't care anymore. I'd rather see the actual teaser trailer, and the movie. I don't... Because, I don't know, it just kind of ruins
part
of the movie. I'd rather see the photo shots of stuff that's actually in the movie as a teaser rather than, behind the scenes. I mean, I'm sure it gets a lot of people to be like, hey, I like that, that's cool, you know. But whatever floats their boat. But I'd prefer, you know, just... regular content from the
movie.
I mean,
it's like when I was doing episode 11, and I saw those pictures, I had looked up those pictures, those supposedly, whether they're new or old shots of Prime and Bumblebee and Ironhide and Ratchet, and like three other cars, well, I think one was purple, red, and the other one was green. I like seeing that stuff, that's fine, but for an actual trailer or actual information about the movie that's going to be coming out in less than 4 months, yeah, I want to see real stuff, not... misleading bullshit. Did you just drop your
bullshit.
Headset?
No, I went to scratch my nose and I bought my microphone.
Yes, we're on a roll
today.
And I think the last thing before we close this episode, the discussion topic for today was something that I originally was going to discuss in the previous episode.
Wait, there's more.
There's more?
There's two more.
Christ.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that Universal ends talks with DreamWorks, because I guess DreamWorks was going to try and join up with them instead of Paramount. But I guess they're now talking to Disney, the mega lord of all.
Disney owns everything.
They own freaking Pixar. What the hell do they need DreamWorks for? Oh, we're going to turn the next Transformers movie into a happy-go-lucky Mickey Mouse movie. We're going to watch Revenge of Goofy.
Oh, no, shoot. Revenge of Donald would be better because you wouldn't know what the hell he was saying half the time.
Yeah, that'd be Starscream. That'd be the new Starscream. He would turn into a duck. It would be Disney Wars.
Okay, so yeah, I really don't give a crap about that news story about Paramount ending talks with DreamWorks or whatever.
And the last one is Revenge of the Fallen Wheelie.
Kill me now. Just kill me now. Revenge of the Fallen Wheelie.
It's not officially in the movie, it's just a toy, but still, it's just as bad. Oh, we get the rhyming little bastard back once more.
It was okay for the movie, and it was okay for season 3, and I don't think he was in Rebirth, but it was okay.
He was in Headmaster.
I keep telling you, I've never seen it. I only acknowledge the U.S. released stuff.
They kill him in Headmasters. There, that's the spoiler.
That's
he
good,
dies.
But still. Yeah, I don't. I've looked up just like in just different lots on eBay when I was still having my eBay addiction for Transformers figures. I've seen his G1 version, and I really don't. I would never spend money on that, and I probably wouldn't spend money on a Revenge of the Fallen Willy figure either.
Yeah, I don't buy toys anymore, pretty much, just because.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I've stopped. I'm very happy with the ones that I have gotten over the last year and a half, and I'm very, very happy that I got the BotCon set because I loved the whole Shattered Glass theme from last year, and I wish that they would do that every year, but I know they won't because they want a different theme each year. But that's whatever.
Yes. And the last thing before we get to the discussion is I'm going to do the listener question that you stole from TF
and
that never got answered.
Oh, well, actually, it did get answered, but my audio went dead.
Yeah,
in
the
original
recording.
In episode 12, part 1, it got answered, but because my computer went dead, it never made it to the audio, so in episode 12, Redux, we never answered it. The question was,
No, we pushed it.
Yeah, we shoved it out of the way. I was just, about a month ago, I think it was, or 3 weeks, or I don't know, it was a while ago. I was just looking at the listener question topic forum on TF Wire, I had seen a question from Ultra Justin, which says, if Hasbro wanted to make another animal-based Transformers show, would you like to see them keep the gorilla and T-Rex for Optimus and Megatron, or would you like to see something different? I'll let you answer first.
Nothing different. Never different. The same. They should have continued the damn series.
Well,
no Beast Machines
yet. The way that Beast Machines ended and the whole supposed...
Beast Machines was retarded at the end. I mean, come on, a bunch of walking stick figures that are kind of shadowy figures. Oh, yay, they won! And there's no Optimus and Megatron. Although, you're pretty damn sure one of them's living.
To really be random on this, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. That's a Knight Rider reference, folks.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't really know because like I've said before so many times, I haven't really watched all of I haven't watched it all the way through. I never did when it was on TV, and I've only found certain episodes on YouTube and stuff like that. and I've gotten some of the ones that you off of your site, but I really haven't, like, once I eventually get the DVDs, which will probably be next year sometime, I don't know, hopefully they're still around then and they don't cost $300 and something fucking dollars, I will eventually watch it all the way through so we can do the Beast Wars podcast, but I really don't. The only thing I wish that they would have done was I wish they would have kept the Transmetal 2 purple T-Rex Megatron instead of switching to the red dragon thing. That
I like the dragon.
The dragon, dragon sucked balls. Hey, you know, it's a good saying. So yeah, and I just, like I said, I was just reading over the listener questions on TFWire, and I figured since it was a Beast Wars related question, it would be a good one for you to answer, even though your answer was very short. Because yeah, you're like everybody else that just wants G1, Optimus, and Megatron to be the leaders of the Autobots and Decepticons.
Well, I mean, I have no opposition against Rodimus or Galvatron because
yeah,
it was
no,
a different
I
dynamic. I actually prefer Megatron and Optimus, but that's just because it's the one constant for every single series. Although, I think with the imports such as RID, Armada, Energon, and Cybertron, they should have took a different
route. I think I stopped watching Armada as soon as they brought Rodimus in. I did not like... As soon as I didn't even have to hear him speak. As soon as I saw what the character looked like, I didn't... I was like, yep, screw this. So, yeah. We have any other news? Anything else? Okay.
No.
Last time.
But.
What? What?
No, I'm just screwing with you.
So in episode 12, when we discussed the two different leader ship roles, as far as Optimus and Megatron and Rodimus and Galvatron, I had a thought popped into my head about Hot Rod. And then it quickly vanished, like pretty much all my thoughts do, and they come back to me like a week later. And this discussion topic will be the Autobot love triangle between Hot Rod, RC, and Springer. Let me just point it out, folks. I can't stand fucking Springer when he's making the moves on RC. Ever since I saw the movie and I saw the two of them, Hot Rod and RC, have the same kind of like X-ray vision type of power, I always thought they should be the ones that are together. And Daniel was kind of like their human godchild or whatever the fuck he was, I don't know. But Springer just pissed me off. Yes. Just fucking pissed me off. Like Springer as an actual character, and as far as his transformation, he is one of the only Autobot triple changers I've ever seen. But as far as him making the moves on RC, you just don't do that.
I just think that they all wanted to hit on RC because she was the only female Transformer left.
Well, that's not technically true.
Well, technically it is, because technically they didn't state whatever happened to the ones from the episode where they're on Cybertron.
The movie came out after season 2, right?
For sure.
Whoops. But it was in between season 1 and season 2 because I remember the episodes that you're talking about with Alita 1 and Firestar and Chromia, and I forget what the other one's name was.
All the other
characters.
Much
all the other now extinct female Autobots that were hiding on Cybertron. You could basically say Alpha Trion was a veritable Mac Daddy, seeing as how he was probably the only male Autobot on Cybertron at the time. Yeah.
He was their pimp.
Player in a management position.
He sold them to Decepticons for money. He sold them to Decepticons for money. And
Decepticon
his life.
Love slaves. That's just totally crazy and random. Yep.
You said it.
So as far as the love triangle thing, I would have liked to see Galvatron have blasted Springer all to pieces like he did Magnus in the movie. That would have been cool as shit. Introduce a character, and then 25 minutes later, kill him off. Great. That would have been lovely. Of course, the only problem with that is you wouldn't have the episode in Season 3, Only Human, where Springer, Magnus, Rodimus, and RC all become human.
Yeah, that's true. Although, if they were really human...
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
Be a little weird. Cobra Commander's their pimp.
That's funny.
Where the hell did that even come from? Anyways...
Yeah,
I know. I don't even know. This freaking podcast episode's a train wreck.
It's episode 13, and like I said before several times, it's unlucky 13. And at least we put something out. I mean, it's not like we went, 6 months without putting out an episode or whatever. Or it's not like we've stopped making episodes altogether. So, it's good. We got some news out. We got a little bit of discussion topic out. And yeah. So... Yeah, that's true. So are we done discussing? I guess.
Hell if I know.
I've already got through my vents on Springer. I mean, hell.
I don't like him. He's green. But no, I like Hot Rod better. I definitely think that he's more of a fit because for one, both of them are sports cars. And they don't turn into helicopters, so he could be cheating on her with another helicopter transformer. Whatever one that may be. He's hitting on his Triple Change brother, Astro Train.
Hey, leave Astro Train out of this. He was the best Decepticon Triple Changer, so shut up. Fuck Blitzwing. Ew. Okay, on that note, we are ending episode 13 because that was just so wrong and just put so many dirty thoughts into my head that I can't even talk about it anymore. So this is Mike from the TFG1 podcast saying good night and see you next time on episode 6.
No, but you have to plug your TFG1 now.
Okay. Currently, I am in the process of after getting majority of my apartment unpacked and everything, I'm going to be doing massive research on the All 80s supplemental episode, which hopefully will be recorded either this week or next week. I don't know. Mike, you have to get back to me on that. I sent you a text message. You never responded to me. Damn it. Of course, I don't even know if Birdman listens to this podcast.
Nope. I don't know. He might. I don't know.
Let's see. Episode 5 is live now. The all-cartoon supplemental episode 4 is live. Steve, with doing the redesign of PredaconEmpire.com, will most likely be doing streaming audio of the podcasts on the website, like Twig does with theirs, which I think is really, really a good idea.
Which is why I want to do it. You're a genius.
Shut up.
I take the ideas and I use them. I'm a short-term borrower. As soon as I find something else to borrow, it becomes mine, and then I discard the original borrow.
Okay. I do have part of episode 6 recorded, but I think I'm going to re-record that, seeing as how the intro has stated that I am still in the process of moving, which is no longer true. So I'm probably going to re-record episode 6.
Or you could record 7 and say, yeah, in episode 6, I moved. While I was recording, I was moving. And I carried around my portable computer.
I don't have a portable computer. If I tried to carry this thing around, I'd end up dropping the whole friggin' thing and breaking it. What the hell? Okay, hold on a minute. Stop, Tariga, hold on. Wait. My mother's been here the entire time. What do you mean, bye? I need lunch. I need groceries. I have no food. What do you mean, tough? Okay, episode 13 has come to a close, folks. See you next time on All Things Transformers.
And this is Steve / Megatron signing off.